Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
The head of the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families has now resigned amidst a lot of controversy regarding that incompetent and abusive agency. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about the situation. Matt, of course, in the news has been Justina Pelletier, the family that we represent, Linda and Lou Pelletier, the mom and dad, regarding the abuse and the incompetence that has happened with regards to that now 15, soon-to-be 16-year-old girl. And recently, just a matter of days ago, the head of the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families has resigned. That resignation came just days after one of these missing children that they've had reported by the Boston Globe. They've got 134 children that have become missing. One of them was a year and a half, 2 years ago, a five-year-old boy. His decomposed body was recently found, and days after that, seems like that was the final straw amidst all the other controversy, including the Jennifer Pelletier case.
Yeah, well, sadly, that one child whose body they found is just one of, I think, hundreds now of children that are missing under the incompetent, reckless care, and I use that word very loosely, of the Massachusetts DCF. So with that scandal piled on top of the Justina Pelletier scandal, it's not surprising that heads are rolling now. And this is unfortunately too little too late, as the Massachusetts DCF remains defiant in maintaining custody and keeping incarcerated effectively Justina Pelletier against her will and against the will of her competent, capable, and loving parents.
Yeah, this is a tragedy that's now almost 15 months, going on 16 months in the making. Later this month, on May the 24th, Justina will turn 16. And my prayer is that she'll be able to celebrate her 16th birthday with her mom and dad at home, with the loving family of the three older sisters, Jennifer, Jessica, and Julia, with her 92-year-old grandmother and her dog that she loves. And so to be in the presence of that family, I hope, will ultimately be the reality of her 16th birthday. But we're working very hard to do that. We filed a matter with the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, and that is the habeas before a single justice. We're waiting on the justice to respond, hopefully letting her go. We also have and will be filing other actions, including a massive civil rights violation against both Boston Children's Hospital officials and also DCF officials. This is an abusive situation. In fact, Matt, unfortunately, Justina Pelletier is not the only child that's gone through this. Just recently, just within the last couple of days, a family that is moving to Alabama, the husband is already there, took their 2.5-month-old, I believe it is, child into Boston Children's Hospital for a checkup, for an evaluation for treatment. And now that baby also has fallen into the same abusive clutches of DCF, just like Justina has. This is an unbelievable situation. Boston Children's Hospital gives out directives to these parents when they bring their kids in. And if the parents want to pursue other avenues of treatment or have other avenues of treatment that they're already pursuing, they make reasonable medical decisions. They're allowed to do that. But Boston Children's won't have anything to do with it, and they call in DCF, and DCF will stop the parents. And this just happened a few days ago with another family.
What kind of tyranny are we living under? This is, it's just jaw-dropping. You can't even believe that we're talking about the United States of America where this is happening, Matt. How dare they? I mean, it's, you know, Boston Children's, it sounds like that hotel in California that the Eagles sing about. You know, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. I mean, their families avoid Boston Children's Hospital. I mean, what else can you say?
Yeah, I think you ought to avoid Boston Children's Hospital with this pattern. This all has to be investigated. The governor, Duval Patrick, needs to take an active role. If he doesn't act, he should resign. The Secretary Polansky, the head of the HHS for the Massachusetts Commonwealth, he ought to take a more active role. If he doesn't stop this, he ought to resign as well. Certainly the head of DCF, that's the step in the right direction. But there's a lot of other people that are responsible, where the buck stops there, for this situation of incompetence and abuse of power.
Yeah, Matt, I mean, haven't we moved beyond, obviously, our first point of concern is to get Justina home. Another point of concern needs to be to find these hundreds of missing children under DCF. And then another point of concern, doesn't it need to be a detailed, in-depth investigation into this racket between the Mass DCF and Boston's Children's, where they apparently have this arrangement where they're literally, I mean, it's like government kidnapping of children to perform experimentation on these kids.
I've never seen anything like it where a hospital thinks that they're opinions are so sacrosanct and unquestionable that when parents decide to choose other routes that are reasonable medical avenues of options, that they call in DCF and DCF then will side with Boston Children's. If you're not following Boston Children's Hospital, then it's abuse of your child, and Boston Children's Hospital then has the power to summon DCF, and DCF has the power to stop the parents from taking their kids home and literally take the kids from them. And that has been a pattern of abuse that has gone on before Justina Pelletier. And had her family known that this was going on, had it been made public, obviously they wouldn't have taken her to Boston Children's Hospital. They only did it because the treating physician at Tufts Medical Center just across town recommended that they go there because the head of the pediatrics at Tufts had just moved over to Boston Children's just a few weeks before. And she had seen this head of pediatrics, who was a GI specialist, and that's why she went there with the direction of her treating physician to see her regular treating GI doctor at Boston Children's. And guess what? She never got a chance to see him. Instead, she's been tied up in this bureaucracy for approaching now 16 months.
Unbelievable, Matt. Now, we have some other news. I know we may talk about it a little more later in the week, but don't we have a gutless legislature there in Massachusetts?
Well, we have some. We have some good legislators that are actually moving forward with some resolutions and attempts to file laws that will address this. But we also have others that are dragging their feet and they're not wanting to get involved. And so, yes, there needs to be pressure on those that do not take this seriously and want to just turn a blind eye to this. Now, just a couple of days ago, just a fact, on the last visit on Friday, when Justina was there with the family, they always ask her how she's doing. And Justina said that during that week, one of the DCF staff workers came in on her while she was taking a shower. She obviously didn't want somebody watching her take a shower, so she asked the person to close the divider wall there, the door. The person wouldn't. And then the person alleged that Justina was becoming argumentative. Well, you know, here's a 15-year-old girl. She doesn't want to be viewed in full view of some stranger she doesn't know, watching her take a shower. And, you know, this is the kind of a mental abuse and literally physical abuse that's being inflicted on Justina while she's in the incarceration prison of DCF.
Okay, Matt, that is just creepy. I mean, this is getting completely, it's spiraling out of control. I mean, it's been out of control for a long time, but you add that layer upon layer of documented abuse now we have, where they're denying medical treatment to this girl, denying her education, denying her clergy, denying substantive visits with mom and dad, other than maybe an hour a week or so. I mean, when does this end?
Well, hopefully we're going to bring an end to this in the near future. Continue to pray for Justina Pelletier, her family, her mom and dad, Lou and Linda Pelletier, and her family, and pray for Liberty Counsel and our legal team that we get some immediate redress here on this situation and free Justina. You can go to stopdcfnow.com. That's stopdcf, like Department of Children and Families, stopdcfnow.com. That's a special website, a link URL that we have just for this case, so you can keep up to date and continue to pray for this case. You can also go to libertycounsel.com and sign up for some emails that will allow you to give petitions and even get well cards to Justina. That's libertycounsel.com or stopdcfnow.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.